On September 10th, I attended a rally in Springfield in support of the beneficiaries of Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, also known as DACA. The day before, I made three signs for the rally that read, "Defend DACA," "Dreamers, not criminals," and "Dreamers are here to stay." When I was making the signs, a little 12-year-old I know told me, "You need to make one that reads, 'Dreamers are believers.'" I didn't have time to make another sign, but I felt bad about missing out on spreading such an important message. On September 5th, President Trump put an end to DACA in 6 months, absent congressional action. This program, dating from 2012, allowed undocumented youth who came to the United States as children and met certain criteria, including passing extensive background checks, to get temporary relief from deportation. What can you do to help? My answer is stay informed, spread the word, contact your representative, and or contribute to a scholarship fund. What do we call them, dreamers? The first version of the Development, Relief, and Education for Alien Minors, or DREAM Act, was introduced in Congress in 2001 by Senators Dick Durbin, Democrat from Illinois, and Orrin Hatch, Republican from Utah. This bill, if passed, would have allowed undocumented youth to apply for permanent residency after meeting certain requirements and provided aid for their college education. The potential beneficiaries of this bill, and the many versions that followed, came to be known as dreamers. Maybe by becoming residents and eventually citizens, these individuals could believe that the American dream was a possibility for them. What has changed after Trump's announcement? Under the recent announcement, DACA beneficiaries whose benefits expire between September 5th and March 5th need to renew their status before October 5th. This deadline is so soon, it's going to be difficult for potential applicants to even find out about it. Illinois has the third largest number of approved DACA applications in any state, according to estimates by the Illinois Board of Higher Education. If your DACA expires by March 5th, 2018, please call 309-829-8703, extension 104, and get started with your renewal. This is the number for Immigration Project, an organization in Bloomington that is offering this service for free. Talk to people you know, post this information on social media, help spread the word. Call your representative. For those beneficiaries of DACA whose benefits expire after March 5th, there's no hope yet. Now it's up to Congress to decide on the future and dreams of these young people, most of whom don't even remember their country of origin. If you believe they deserve a chance, urge your representative to support the 2017 version of the DREAM Act. How much are renewal fees? The DACA renewal fees are pretty extraordinary, $495 per person. That's a lot of money to come up with in just 2 weeks. If you can help a young immigrant, send a check for any amount to the Macomb Feminist Network, P.O. Box 765, Macomb, Illinois 61455. Please mail the check out to MFN for DACA. They will pull the funds and provide money orders specifically to cover the fees for as many local students as possible. Please help these young immigrants believe in the American dream again.